Hi, my name is Clem Murkowski, and this is my podcast about what social media is and what platforms I use. First question, what is social media? Social media is a website, application, or platform that allow people to make posts or videos and share other people's posts or videos that other people created. Different social medias have different uses. For example, business social media is used to market products, promote brands, and connect with current or past customers. Basically, you can use it for any purpose, really. And social media is a lot of people use social media. Second question is, what social media platforms do I use? Personally, I only use Instagram because I really don't like any other social media platforms that there are. But a list of other examples of social media platforms are Instagram, what I just said, Snapchat, which is where you share pictures. You take pictures of yourself and like share them with other people, which I don't really like that, but some people will find it fun. Twitter, which is basically another version of Instagram. You just share posts, other people share posts with you. You can like them and stuff. Facebook is just, I think Facebook is what Instagram, but for old people or like elders. So they share their posts and stuff on Facebook, and they use that to share their posts that other people can see. Another example is YouTube. And YouTube is, I think everyone uses YouTube. YouTube is where you watch videos and create videos, and there's basically everything on YouTube, and you can comment and like videos, so YouTube is used by everyone, so yeah. And the last one is Reddit. Personally, I don't use Reddit because I really don't know what it is and how to work it, but I know a lot of people use Reddit, and I think that Reddit is basically like a blog or like a platform where you can share ideas and post questions, and a lot of people will comment on your question answers and basically share their own opinion about what question they have or another person has. The third question is, how should social media be used by teenagers today? So obviously social media plays a huge role in teenagers' lives, and teenagers use social media for pretty much everything, which is to have fun, make new friends, and to share interests and ideas with other people and their friends. And I think almost every teenager in America has at least one platform of social media, if they're allowed to have it. Also, more uses for social media for teenagers is to stay in touch with their friends, which you can like direct message and message people on social media. To have group conversations, which a lot of people do with a lot of their friends, or like, for example, Reddit is basically a huge poll where like you can comment on a question and other people can comment on yours. They can help them become less bored, which is basically a strategy where you can basically, if teenager is bored, they can like go on like social media and look around and comment on posts that they see and they like. So I think that is a very effective way. I think social media is a very effective way for teenagers to become less bored and feel included. Another topic is helping teenagers feel like they're going to miss out if they aren't always up to date with social media. So this is basically saying that there's actually like a disease. It's like fear of missing out. And social media can play a huge role in limiting that. So basically, if someone sees something on social media that like a friend does, they can know that that happened and like not go weeks upon weeks without knowing that like someone threw a party and they weren't invited, or maybe someone invites another person to like a group conversation on social media. So basically they can like send out a huge invitation on like a group message. And if you aren't always on social media or you don't have a social media account, you can get one, or people that have one has that invitation right away and they don't miss out on anything that a person has said to them. And of course there are benefits of having social media for teenagers, and I personally got social media a few years ago because everyone had it and I feel like I needed to fit in and have it. But you don't need it, but if you have it, there's benefits of having it, which is develop better social skills, which is talking to people and, well, not talking, but like messaging people and commenting on people's posts and stuff. Feel less isolated, which is basically you can interact with other people through posts and comments. And you can even like FaceTime and video chat people, which is a very effective way to meet new people and not feel lonely, I guess. Bond with friends, which is basically self-explanatory, because you can have a group message or like a poll which your friends are in, and is an effective way to communicate with them. Have fun, which is basically you can just have fun with it. Make your own posts, create posts, create videos, ideas, share ideas with other people. Be creative with friends and other people. This is a big one, because with making your posts, everyone else that follows you can see them. So people will be able to see what you can do with your like creativity skills and what you like to do. People can get a better understanding of what you like to do through your social media posts, which I think is a big thing. Last benefit is to learn about world and current events. I mean, I don't think this is really thought about, but it is an effective way to stay up to date with current and world events and important news going on in the world. So I think that's a very important topic or piece of that benefits, is to stay up to date with world or current events. So the last question is, what advice would I have for newbies or people who just got social media, and how teach them how to navigate social media? So first, I would personally get advice from friends or a friend about, like, if you're going to get like a platform, a social media platform like Snapchat, I would ask a friend about advice on how to use it and what to do when you have it. So you basically catch up with everyone else on how to use it and not like be left out with anything. I personally got advice from a friend when I got Instagram on like how to use it, what I should use it for, and they basically convinced me to get Instagram because I really wasn't going to get it if they hadn't convinced me to get it. But yeah, I would definitely get advice from friends on the platform that you have. Another big one is make sure you don't cyberbully, because you can get into a lot of trouble for that. I've seen people in like schools get in trouble for bullying people through social media. So that's a big one, because even though people think that you can say anything you want on social media, you can't, because that could catch up to you and they could easily go report you or do something, and you can get into serious trouble for that. And the last one is just to have fun and be respectful to other people while using social media. So basically, like I said before, so cyberbullying is a bad thing, and you really shouldn't even be like making fun of people on social media, but I know it happens, and people should really try to limit that and have fun and be respectful to other people, and other people respect them in return. So yeah, so that's basically the advice that I have for newbies getting social media. So get advice from friends, make sure you don't cyberbully, because that can get you in major trouble, and to just have fun and be respectful to other people while you have social media. So That was my podcast. Thank you for listening to it.